Good morning. Who's a fan of a dad joke? Yes, and today is the day, people. Today is the day. What do you call a guy with rubber feet? Roberto. Get it? Roberto? Oh, come on, people. Oh, you know what? The spinning of the earth on its axis really makes my day. Yeah, classic. Come on, you know you love it. You know you love it. Well, as we saw on that video there, the math guys doing the dad joke competition, we thought, well, if it's good enough for math, it's good enough for Kiwana Life. This morning, we are going to embark on the great dad joke competition at Kiwana Life. But of course, you can't have a competition without some competitors. These people don't know that they're going to be our competitors today. But they are kings of the dad jokes, so they are well equipped to be a part of our competition. Can we guess who the competitors may be? They're looking at each other. I think they know. Oh, yeah. Would Steve Kyler and Mark Owen please come on down? Come on. Come on, guys. Mark, I'll give you number three.
Thank you.
Steve, number two for you. Okay, now, guys, this is the great dad joke competition. Now, just in case you're not prepared, which is because you didn't know you were being called up this morning, you're obviously very happy to be here. It's good to see. We do have the world's silliest family jokes that you can draw on.
Cool.
Okay, if you're not comfortable.
Where's the pen?
I'm in trouble.
Steve is always prepared. He just lives it. It's awesome. Okay, so you can use one of the world's silliest family jokes if you haven't got your own material. I think Steve's covered, so Mark, you might need to. I don't know how you're feeling.
Okay. Oh, hang on a sec.
So, in case you didn't get it from the video, the idea is you have to stare each other down, tell the joke with a straight face. Okay, and you've got to make the other person at least crack a smile, okay? If you crack a smile yourself, you lose a point on your own tally, okay?
Really?
So it's serious stuff, okay?
Congratulations, Steve.
Come on, Mark, come on. Okay, now, you can't have a competition without any judges, right? You've got to have a judge, someone to make sure that everyone's playing by the rules. So I was thinking, kids, do you want to come down and keep an eye on these two? And if they crack a smile, you've got to let us know, okay? Come on down the front, help us out. Yeah, come on down, Elijah. Come and give us a hand. Okay, so the person that's telling the joke, you've got to watch them as well, but especially the person that's listening to the joke, all right? Because if they crack a smile, that's a point to the joke teller. Now, we have to work out who's going to go first. And, of course, what's the ultimate way? Rock, scissors, paper. You ready, guys? You know how this works?
No, but I know how paper, scissors, rock works.
Okay, we'll do it your way then, all right? So, on rock, all right? Oh, what did you say? What order did you say?
It doesn't matter.
Well, I don't want you to get confused. So on rock is when you need to do your thing, all right? There's no rock and then waiting to see what the other person's done. It has to be on rock that you do the...
Otherwise, so you're going to say scissors.
Scissors, paper, and on rock you do your scissors, your paper, or your rock. Okay, we clear? We know what's going on?
Clear as.
Yeah.
Great. Okay, ready? Scissors, paper, rock. Try again. Scissors, paper, rock. Ooh, we have a winner. Now, would you like to use your own material, Steve, or you want to go with the world's silliest family jokes?
I'd just like to say I can't believe that I've grown to such a stature that I've been renowned for the ability to tell stupid jokes. You know, that's really something to aspire to. I've got my own material. Thank you, Richie.
Okay. Yeah. You're the one that's reached the height, so I'll leave it to you.
Do I start big or do I start small? That's the problem.
This is the question.
Okay.
Watching, guys, look for the smile.
What do you call a Spanish woman with one tooth?
Even that joke sounds funny. I mean, I haven't got the punchline. No, I don't know what.
Juanita!
That's terrible. Was there any smiles there, guys? Did you crack a smile at all? No? Ooh, he's like a rock. Are you going with your own material, Mark?
I'll start with my own material.
Okay.
It's one of my favourites. Two cows are standing in a paddock. One cow goes, moo. And the other cow goes, oh, I was going to say that.
Yeah, no, that's really good.
Whoa. They're made of concrete, these guys. I can't crack. It's unbelievable.
How long do you want this to go for?
Well, I thought it would be quicker, I'll admit, but hey, have another go, you know, fair enough.
Okay. I've got one more. This is no better than the previous one, but I guess that's what you're expecting. I got these shoes from a drug dealer. I don't know what he laced them with, but I've been tripping all day.
Oh. Any smiles, guys? Are you seeing any smiles anywhere? Oh,
I was smiling at my own joke. I mean, I don't know.
You lose points for smiling.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, I thought it was funny.
What a shame.
You crack yourself. I'll give you a chance, all right? But I did say that. All right. Okay, Mark.
No, I'll go to the tin.
You're going to the tin? Okay. You get to take the one off the top. And don't show him the answer. The answer's on the back.
What do you get when you cross a snowman with a vampire?
A snowman with a vampire.
Mm-hmm.
Can't think. Sorry, Mark.
Frostbite.
Right.
I think I'll stick with my own jokes from now on.
They are the world's silliest family jokes.
That's really good.
How many smiles do we need to get?
Well, I was going to say first to three, but I think if we get one, we'll be doing well. So the first one to get there.
Come on, judges.
Yes.
Did I smile again? So is that two smiles against me? I don't want to bring this to an end at all. I really don't. Yeah, Mark's limbering up. He's doing well.
Keep it going, guys.
Gee.
Any sign of a smile we're going to have to go with here, I think.
I really wish I had some good dad jokes.
He won't do it because that would be like the ultimate in defeat for a Steve Kyler.
Okay.
Okay. This is about as good as I can go. So, why did it's another Spanish? It's a Spanish man actually. It's a Spanish husband.
Radio.
Why did the Spanish man push his wife in their car over a cliff?
I don't know why.
Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Tequila.
Oh. You looking, guys? Is there any smiles there?
I can see the corner of his mouth.
No. That was pretty good.
It wasn't bad, was it?
That was pretty good.
Okay, I'm going to bring out the guns.
Bring out the guns. All right, here we go. Everyone watching, keep an eye. Half of you need to watch Steve, half on.
Okay, this one's a bit longer. Okay, so there's a gentleman and he's at a drinking establishment.
You're right, Mark, this is a bit longer.
Yep. Anyway, a rather rambunctious gentleman comes beside him and knocks into him, that sort of stuff, and he goes, oh, are you okay? Are you right? And the guy looks at him and goes, do you want to make something of it? And he goes, yep, fine, let's go. And so they get ready to have a fight. And the guy that bumped into him goes, wah, 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 and the other guy's on the ground. And he stands over him and he goes, that's karate from Japan. And the guy gets up and he dusts himself off. And he goes, right, let's go again. And the other guy goes, wah, 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 and the guy's lying on the ground and he stands over and he goes, that's Kung Fu from China. And the other guy picks himself up and he walks out of the drinking establishment and the other guy sits down at the bar feeling pretty proud of himself. And about a minute later, pow! And the guy's lying on the ground unconscious and the guy turns to the owner of the drinking establishment and says, when he wakes up, tell him that's a spanner from my toolbox.
Oh. We have a winner, ladies and gentlemen. Yes, give him a round of applause. Joey, could you get my prizes? Well, the prizes, please. Well, thank you guys for participating. We do have some prizes for you. Thank you for being part of our Kiwanis Life Day dad joke competition. To the winner first, to the victor go the spoils, and well done to Steve. Give him a round of applause again. Thank you, guys. Well done. I've got a list here. I came prepared. They're too good to waste. I'll say a couple and see how we go. I've used those ones. This one particularly tickled my fancy. I wanted to be an astronaut, but my parents told me the sky's the limit. Okay. Why did the coffee file a police report? It got mugged. Donnie, over to you.
All right, kids, it's good to have you all down the front already. Are you ready for today's kids' talk? Well, we're going to do it a little bit differently today. As usual, I need lots of help today. So I'm going to call Mr. Owen up. Now, Mr. Owen, how are your psalms going upstairs? Psalms. Oh, sorry, everybody.
Well done for correcting in kids, that's right. They're going very well. Thanks, Donnie. They're going very well today.
Yep.
Can I just say I'm a bit disturbed, though?
Why?
Because today's Father's Day, and as I survey, there is nowhere near as many loud shirts as there should be on a day like today. What do you reckon, kids? Shouldn't there be louder shirts, brighter shirts on Father's Day?
Yeah.
Absolutely, absolutely, absolutely. Now, Donnie, I did bring some props just quickly.
Yes,
because we have been doing the psalms, but today's Father's Day, isn't it? Okay, what do we do on Father's Day in particular? We give our fathers breakfast in bed. Hands up, dads who got breakfast in bed. Breakfast in bed?
Oh,
okay. I did.
Yep.
And you also get, like, it's a day that you say thanks to dads, don't you? And so I got some cards that were lovingly made. So I got this card here from Katie. Does it look like me? I'm covering up the thinning hair there at the top, which is lovingly drawn. And then I got this card from Abby. She obviously knows about my fashion. It's pretty good, that one. And I got this card from Jordan.
That's one of those out of sight ones, mate.
16-year-old son, that's what you get. But he gave me a good old shoulder slap. You know, happy Father's Day, Dad. Happy Father's Day, like that. And I got this one from Hayden, you know, because Hayden, you know, it's the Happy Father's Day to the most amazing dad ever.
Oh,
thanks, mate. But on Father's Day, it's a time where we say thank you, don't we? We say, thanks, Dad, for being an awesome dad, don't you?
Yes.
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 Okay. And you do special things to say thank you, don't you?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Power of participation to be handy today, peoples. Okay. Well, we can say thank you, and we do things like breakfast in bed. Who gave Dad a kiss and a cuddle? Who gave Dad a brand new car? Oh, sorry, dads. You know, but you do lots of wonderful things to say thank you for Dad. And in the psalms that we're doing today, we're actually doing the Thanksgiving psalms today. So we're doing all these different types of psalms. And today we're going to be doing the psalm, Donnie, where we understand how people said thanks to God for all the wonderful things He did. Their Heavenly Father, they said, thanks, Heavenly Father, for all the great things You did for us. And they did it through songs and poems. Hands up, who woke Dad up to a special Father's Day song? Okay, well, you're going to have to do that at lunchtime then, that means, won't you? Okay, so today we're going to be talking about how people through the Psalms said thanks to God for how wonderful He is. Some of them probably wore really bright shirts, I'd imagine, as well. But as we think about our Heavenly Father, One of the great ways that we can do that on a day like today is we can think about our dad here on earth and how much he looks after us too, hey? Sounds pretty good, Donnie.
Sounds good, mate.
And have you got some ideas for that?
I have some ideas that we can say thank you to our dads. You ready for that? Okay. Now, quick question for you. Dad's been out fishing, or he's been exercising, or he's been doing all the work around the house, you know, all the ironing and the washing and the cleaning the floor and all the dishes. So he's... No. That's mum's job. Oh, all right, so this is what he's doing, and he's sweaty and he's a bit stinky. What does he need?
He needs a shower.
He needs a shower. Now, or a bath, yes, yes. But what do you need in the shower and the bath to help?
Soap.
Excellent. So how about when we put our special dad's packs together, we give him some soap. Does that sound like a good idea? Hold on a sec, we've got more, but wait. There's more. All right, now some dads like lollies. Some of the older dads like these ones. They're called Werther's Originals. Anyone, old dads like those ones? Yep. Oh, yeah. All right. Now, there's, you know, the older dads. Yeah, when dad comes home from work and he's been having all those coffees as he's working busy and he gives you a big hug, how's his breath?
Stinky.
Oh, straight away. Stinky. Okay, so we've got some Tic Tacs for him that he can take before he comes in the house. Does that sound good? And if he runs out of Tic Tacs, we've got a Minty for him as well. Okay, all right. Now, the other one is we've got
that's my dad.
Okay, we've got a Chubba Chub. What do you think the Chubba Chub's for? He can give it to you. That's most probably what will happen, because the idea of the Chubba Chub is hopefully this afternoon dad will be able to kick back in front of the TV and watch something that he really wants to watch, and sports, yes, and instead of kids or other people in the house coming in and going and trying to watch, he can pull that out of his pocket and say, here's a Chubba Chub for you.
Can I get five?
Got it. I'll chase that up for you. All right. And the last one. Yeah. The last one we've got in this pack is a red chocolate heart, which means we love you, Dad. So, all right. So we're going to give those to our dads, but we do have another one, another special pack for our dads. This one's got Pringles in it. You know why we put Pringles in it?
Because they're chips.
Yeah. Well, it's a variety from the chocolate, you know, for the dads. But you know why we put them in? So they can go to you. No, you just get the Chubba Chub. That's all you get. All right. What else do you reckon? Well, I don't know about your house, but whenever I buy Pringles or the shopper woman in our house buys the Pringles, I never, ever get them. They all disappear. So we're giving them to Dad as a gift. So these are Dad's Pringles. Hands off everybody else, okay? Yeah, I've got magicians. They disappear like that. Yeah. Water bottles, chocolates, everything. This disappears. Yeah. I wish I had one of those special coffee tables where everything disappears off. That'd be good. Now, kids, would you like to help with our dads?
Yeah.
All right. Okay, dads, if you can stand up, please. We're going to bring the kids out, get the kids to come and give you out. Now, Mr. O2. All right. Now, dads, you'll notice that some of the soap is the blokey soap, the gold. But there is some nice ones. This one is chamomile extracts with vitamin E. That'll be really nice. You'll smell really good with that one. And there's a really nice pink one.
I've got milk and honey.
Oh, the milk and honey one. That'll be really nice. You got the pink one? What's that one? That's a...
Nourishing sensations.
So that's very good. Milk and rose petals. So enjoy that one, Paul. After you've been for a 10K run, mate, you'll be able to, you'll be right as rain. I feel pretty. All right, let's pray. Father God, we thank you for our dads. We thank you for them. We thank you for our heavenly dad. And we pray, Lord God, that they will feel blessed and loved today. And we ask, Lord God, that you would just continue to watch over us as families of yours. In Jesus' name. And all the kids said... Are you ready to go up to children? Oh, yep, they're ready. Okay, kids, off to children's church. Have a good morning. Enjoy.
Sometimes I get told by my kids that I don't know when to give up. What do you call a fake noodle? An impasta. I'm going to finish on that one. That was good. Romans chapter 8, verse 14 to 17. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The Spirit you received does not make you slaves so that you live in fear again. Rather, the Spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship. And by him we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory.
Thank you, Richie. Let's pray. Father God, I just ask right now that you would fill this room with your very presence. Father, we welcome you here in this place. We praise your name, we exalt you. And deep inside us, Lord God, I want us to get to a point where we can cry out, Abba, Father. Each and every one of us. No matter our background, no matter where we've come through, no matter what has happened, the work of your Holy Spirit might get us to that point. Lord, may we open your word and hear what you would say to us. In Jesus' name. Amen. Now, on a day like today, you may assume I'm going to start with a story about my dad, and you'd be very correct. I've told many stories about my dad over the 13 years that I've been with you here at Kiwana Life. Some of you will be very aware that my dad was a World War II veteran, and some of you have been in my office where that picture hangs on my wall. That picture is of a young man, naive and ready to head off to war. After 900 days on the battlefront, his hair was white and he was aged dramatically. 900 days. Sorry, I'll stand corrected. 805 days. 1,195 days as a soldier, but 805 days on the actual battlefront. And I worry about stress in my life. My goodness. What he went through, what he saw, what he did must have been absolutely horrific. My dad came back from the war a changed man, and he was a different dad. Not that I knew him beforehand, but he told some stories about his childhood, and it sounded like he had a lot of fun. He met his first wife by being dared to ask her out to the movies. And he went up and he asked her out. She was the daughter of the guy who owned the shop that you went to and got all your food before you went to the movies. And he went and asked her out and she said nothing. And so he went home and the next day he came back and he went to the shop to get some food for the movies. And here she was all dressed up. And the father sat him down and said, all right, son, you're taking my daughter to the movies. And he went, I'm what? And then he's walking out of the shop with this girl and holding her hand. And as he headed towards the movies, he realized he only had enough money in his pocket for him. So he saw a mate of his across the road and he ran across the road and he turned to the girl and said, oh, look, I've just got to say good day to my mate. And he ran across the road and he said, mate, have you got any money? I need some extra money. I'm taking this girl to the movies. And his mate says, what sort of idiot takes a girl to the movies and doesn't have enough money? And he says, I didn't know I was taking her. I asked her and she didn't say yes or no, so I thought it was no. They got married 2 days before he left for war. Salvation Army Church married him. The others wouldn't. And off he went to war. When he came back, we didn't know it, but he had post-traumatic stress disorder. Surprise, surprise, hey. My dad had a massive temper. And he was a featherweight boxing champion in Australia. He fought a lot during the war to make some extra money for he and his mates. But if he was really ticked off at us, he would shape up as a boxer. And we knew we were in trouble. We knew we had to run, duck, hide, or we'd cop a bit of a beating. The worst things we could ever hear my mum say was, "Wait till your father gets home." It wasn't an unusual sight for the three Johnson brothers to be up the gum tree in the neighbour's yard, waiting for their father to come home, knowing that he didn't climb trees, but him knowing that we'd have to come down sooner or later. I think the latest we stayed up there was 8 o'clock one night. Didn't matter, we still got a belting. But you know what? As grumpy, as imperfect, as strict, my goodness, was he strict. I remember coming home from cricket one day, and I got caught down leg side. I was a compulsive hooker, and I'd only got 20 runs. And my dad said, "How'd you get out?" "Caught down leg side." "Hooking?" "Yes." "Greg Chappell never hooks until he's over 50, son." And when I got my first century, my dad said, "You got a century?" I went, "Yep." I was 14 years old, got my first century in cricket. And my dad said, "I don't believe you, son." I said, show me. And I said, "You have a look in the paper tomorrow." My dad went and bought the Courier Mail, Sunday Mail, and the Sunday Sun. Remember that paper? And there in the sports section was D. Johnson, 123. And my dad went, "Ah, you told me the truth, son. Well done." And that was it. That was the pat on the back. That was the forgiveness for saying I was a liar. The whole lot. That was it. But you know what? I loved my dad. There's many stories I can tell about my dad. But he was my dad. He passed away just after Jamie was born. And I miss him. He'd be 97 this year. We all know dads, don't we? They're not perfect, are they? And if you're a dad, you know you're not perfect. I know I'm not perfect. Boy, oh boy, do I know I'm not perfect. I don't even have to have the girls remind me or make some dadisms about what I get up to reading in the toilet, which is sometimes a half an hour experience, and I don't see a problem with that. But in the Bible, we have lots of dads too, don't we? In the pastor's pen, there's a whole bunch of dads mentioned in the Bible. Some of them you may know of, some of them you may know they're dads. But generally speaking, throughout the Bible, we don't remember the next generation. We remember Moses. Can anyone tell me Moses' kids' names? We remember Joshua. Anyone know his kids' names? What about Caleb? What about David? Do you remember his kids' names? Ah, there we go. Fair to say, though, David had a lot of kids. Solomon was one, yes. Yes, Absalom, yes, there's lots. But generally speaking, we don't remember that. And if you dig into church history, you'll see mighty men and women of God, but the next generation seems to not be there. One of my heroes, John Wesley, was a shocking married man. You read his own words, and he did not know how to have a relationship with someone on the opposite side of the fence to him. He was just shocking at it. And those men, if you look into them, they were fragile and imperfect men and women as well. They were passionate about God, but they didn't always get it right, did they? Again, John Wesley was so worried about stress and anxiety that he was one of these ones that carried a little generator around with him and gave himself shock treatment. It's a medical thing apparently in those days. Can't say I'm thinking about doing that myself, but he did. George Whitefield, another great man of God, would go on a circuit and he'd use the same sermon 20 or 30 times. Oh, I don't know how he could do that. How would you feel if I came and gave you the same sermon 20 or 30 times? Yeah, you get the generator out. Shock yourselves. But see, the church history in the Bible shows us that we're all imperfect. And if we were all really honest right here and right now, we would all say that whether male or female, we're all imperfect. We all make mistakes. We all get it wrong someday. Some days are better than others and we get it right. And other times, not so much. If we were to be honest, it would help us to realize that all of us, all dads, need Jesus. All men of God in the Bible need Jesus. All great church history people needed Jesus. You and I, today, we need Jesus. Without him, we can't get it right, can we? Without him, it's but just a clanging cymbal. Without him working in and through our lives, it's a lot of busyness. For what reason and for what purpose? I've confessed with you just about a month ago that I'm a bit of a workaholic. And as a youth pastor, that didn't change any different. Just because I was working with young people, that still meant that I worked hard. And I had a lot of fun with the young people, you know, playing touch football, going surfing and all that sort of stuff. But it was still away from my family. And when we moved up here, we sat under Brian Willisdorf as the senior pastor. And he was the man who did a lot of the leading. He was the one who did a lot of the preaching. And when he resigned, something happened in my house that gave me a massive wake-up call. We were doing what we usually do, sitting around the kitchen table. And I announced to the girls that Uncle Brian, they called him Uncle Brian. It was a really cool thing to have a man of God very strongly and relevantly and relationally in their lives, other than their dad. And I said Uncle Brian was resigning from the church and he was going to finish up. And the look on both of their faces was quite scary to me. And so I asked him a simple question. What's the matter? Why are you so upset by that? And they both said, does this mean we'll never see you again? And that you'll be working all the time because Uncle Brian's no longer there. They thought I was going to go back into the mold of my youth pastoring days. My wife sat me down afterwards and told me all about that. In my zeal, in my passion, I had taken time away from my family. You'll have your own stories. You'll have your own things that have happened. On a week that I've just had, the reality comes home very, very importantly. Family is key. Time into our family is key. Whether it be up the chain or down the chain. We can't do it alone. We need help. We need God's help. Philippians chapter 4, verse 13 says, I can do all things through God who strengthens me. We can do all things. You can be the better dad. You can be the better husband. You can be the better wife. You can be the better mum because of what Jesus can do in and through your life. The other good thing that the Bible grabs us with is that we can have a relationship with our Heavenly Father. As a young man, as I shared very much at the beginning, my relationship with my dad was very broken. My God was very generous with a number of things with me and Dad in our later years. And as I've said in the pastor's pen, as I get older, I reflect on the sacrifice of my dad, something incredible. As a young man, I struggled with understanding the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And in my early 20s, I went through a whole ministry aspect of understanding Father, God. And if you listen, sometimes when I pray, you'll hear me start the prayer by saying, Father, God. Even to this day, I caught myself on Thursday starting a prayer, Father God. It's something that's important to me, and it's an aspect of our God that I believe is very important for you and for me. Today's Bible reading from the book of Romans is very clear on this. Let's just have another look at it. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are the children of God. The children of God. Now, each one of us who declares that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior can have the Spirit of God working in and through our lives. And that declares that we are the children of God. Therefore, our integrity, who we are, who we see ourselves as, our full understanding is not just about what job I have, how much money I have in the bank, what car I drive, how much I've achieved at this sport, that sport, I've made this song, I've done this. It's about who we are in Jesus. Our identity is as a child of God. Whether we've got it right or we've got it wrong, our identity is in Jesus. And it says this, for the Spirit you receive does not make you slaves. How many times have you done that? I've made myself a slave again and again and again to trying to get it right so that my Heavenly Father would accept me as I am. You know what? I don't have to do anything for Him to accept me as I am. I just need to cry out to Him and let Him work in and through my life. Let His grace and His mercy and His forgiveness become so real. He says this again, so that you live in fear. We're not to live in fear, people. Rather, the Spirit that you received brought you your adoption to sonship, and that we cry, Abba, Father. Abba, Father. That deep hunger, that deep longing, that right from our very gut of our being, crying out to God, we can do that. Isn't that amazing that we can be in that incredible relationship with our Heavenly Father, that we can cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit Himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Are you aware of that? Well, if you're not, can I challenge you to sit down, find some time, 5-10 minutes, and just say, Lord God, your word says that your spirit and my spirit will testify that I am your child. And I guarantee you, according to God's word, that you will get a witness in your spirit that you are God's child. And that you are with Him and walking with Him. As long as you have Him as your Lord and Savior, as long as you're letting the Holy Spirit working in and through you, that you will continue to be shaped and developed and our mind being renewed. And this, that now you are children, you are heirs of God, we're child of the King. What God has for us, all this healing, all this grace, all this mercy is at your disposal and my disposal because we are the children of God. Heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. And then we live for Him. Live for Him each and every day in the challenges that are before us. In what challenges it might be. As I grew older, not a lot older, actually, when I worked through this whole Father, Heart of God thing. I had the privilege of coming home to be best man at a wedding. I was living in Hobart. And when I came home, I talked to my mentor. And my mentor said to me, he said, look, I'm supposed to preach Sunday night at our church. And I said, oh, cool. I'll be listening to you. And he said, no, I feel God wants you to preach. Have you got a word on your heart? And I said, I do. I do have a word on my heart. And he said, okay, you preach. And so about that time, both my brothers, Brian and Neil, the younger brothers, weren't walking with the Lord. But I didn't feel led to call them and tell them to come and hear me preach. In fact, it was late Sunday afternoon, about 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Our church service started at 6:30. That I said to my dad, who'd never come to church, I said, Dad, I'm preaching tonight at church. Would you like to come and hear me? And he must have picked something up off his first wife because he didn't say yes or no. And I didn't know what was going to happen. And the service started and my family must have picked up something off my dad. And he got there late. And he walked in. And I didn't see him walked in because I was sitting in the front with all the other young people and we were singing these songs, choruses they were called back in those days. And when I got up to speak, I looked down and on the right-hand side was this white-haired old guy wearing the bright blue safari suit. Who remembers those safari suits? That was my dad dressing up to the nine irons. He was ready. He sat and he listened to me preach. And that night I gave an altar call. And approximately 20 young people put up their hands to come and follow Jesus. But like any good budding evangelist, I gave the altar call a number of times. And on the last time that I gave it, my dad got up out of his seat. He walked down the front and he knelt down and he gave his heart to Jesus. In his mid-60s. So talk about a connection through the Father heart of God into my dad's life. Amazing. I think you can still in that church see my fingerprints in the roof with the jump that I gave when I saw him come down. Today, my desire, my prayer is that you and I will reconnect with our Father in heaven who loves us, who has a plan and a purpose for your life and for my life. On this Father's Day in 2017, may we indeed celebrate our dads, but may we also reconnect with the Father heart of God and let him minister into our lives. For he is forever faithful, he is forever true, he is forever God. Amen.